Ever wonder what it's like to work for the social work board? Well, if you want to know what it's like, continue watching this video. Aaron and I work for the social work board for about almost 3 years now. The first year, it wasn't that bad. Basically, coming back from COVID, first year, I was pregnant. I had to organize about probably 10 bins filled with just applications from LSW to pre-approval letters for clinical application. You know, I did that all by myself while being pregnant, lifting boxes by myself. You know, from time to time, some coworkers helped, but it was a good job. Like, I thought the benefits, they weren't even trying to make people permanent. They were just keeping us as temps. One issue started. Oh, by the way, I'm using this Kara Care leave-in conditioner. It's really good. It's very moisturizing. After returning from my maternity leave, things went a little bit left. I came back and we're starting with this one girl. I remember her not complaining, but feeling very overwhelmed about all the work that she had to do. And when I came back, I remember I'm like, where is she? She was gone. They said that she quit because altercation with you know, management. The new year, there was social workers. And what I mean by social workers, I mean there were social workers working in the social work board. Doesn't that seem kind of off? Isn't that like a big red flag? Like, why would social workers who are applying to become social workers working in a facility where we license applicants for social work? I guess they were just that desperate because they just needed people. First of all, they don't even have any structure. They're just unorganized. They don't know anything that goes into the process of applications. They didn't even train me working there. People above us did not know what an application was, how to process an application. Been trained by senior people, been there for 20 plus years before any of the new management. I started doing LSW applications, organizing for those applications because we were starting the motion of not accepting paper applications. You're applying to become a social worker. This isn't like been told to social workers. I have a bunch of walk-ins told me directly. It's not listed on the website. I was told by the call center to come here with this paper application and get it notarized. And that's false information. Call center doesn't have any information of what we actually really do. Becoming a social worker in New Jersey, don't get any information from the call center because they have no fucking idea what the process is. Everything is online now, everyone, just letting you know. I don't understand how much people get over in that job because of the union or whatever the case may be, because, you know, people be milking the shit out of the fucking system because it's fucking insane. AWP, which is like stay longer in the week, you know, for hours, and then you get every other Monday off, so can have the excuse to work from home, you know, work from home because you have like a knee issue, a sick issue. So yeah, basically my boss was on vacation, and it's so crazy because everything I did my best, but honestly, like, the last straw was just to, like, for people to just come out of nowhere and then start micromanaging you, because it's like, why are you micromanaging me? But you literally told me to my face. And with your random meeting, by the way, like, random. I don't know what goes into the application process, but, you know, I'm gonna micromanage you to how I see fit. And wait, let me just mention this. After I cleaned the house of the inbox, there's about almost 500 transcripts in the inbox to get done. It needed to get uploaded right away because, you know, there's a period in time where they do expire. So I started to micromanage because all the inbox was getting so flooded. It was like 500 transcripts. Wanted to basically figure out, like, what's everyone doing. While my boss was on vacation, did I mention that? Yeah. Did transcripts. I was doing it daily. But then my boss, she wanted me to do other inboxes for people who have issues with their application process. What happened was I had to slow down on the inbox for transcripts, and my work was so overflooded. I almost had 1,000 applications. 1,000. Can you imagine, like, 1,000 applications? I'm going to do that every day, but then management wants to come micromanage you. Don't even know the processing, what it's like. I had people who've been there for 20 plus years, you know, they ran them off because they just couldn't take away their manage. People, you know, did an early retirement. I lost track and count of how many people came in and went. Like, it's just insane to me. So basically they told me I had to inform them how many transcripts I did, how many transcripts were in the inbox, exam letters I completed, and how long it took me to complete all of that. Like, with a workflow of 1,000, I think I have time to just be like, yeah, like, let me count the amount I've done. Let me see how long it took me. The work is getting done at the end of the day, so what does it matter how long it's taking me? Reason that the work that the inbox got to, like, 500 transcripts, by the way, I brought that shit down to fucking 70 transcripts left in the inbox. Still had the audacity to just fire me, where I'm micromanaged the work before you even came in and started, like, actually, like, managing the place. Like, you guys don't care. You guys don't care as long as you care about people's livelihood. Like, I didn't even say a thank you for your time. And have the audacity to even explain to me why I was getting fired. Like, I had to go in and ask. Their excuse was just so fucking stupid. Not once could they even say that I never was working. You know, my work wasn't up to par to their expectations. I can't believe I honestly, like, gave all my energy to this job. And to the point, really, like, unhappy because of how everything was managed wrongly. And how people were treated wrongly there. They just get to sit in their asses but get paid the most. Well, everyone who works and does all the applications, does the proposed plans, certification, does the mail, does the transcripts, all of us that does all of that work gets paid fucking shit. They get to get paid the most while everyone else just fucking struggles. Work that's just overloaded, they're paid by, and shit don't even fucking make sense there. Everyone just gets to come in when they want, gets to work in when they want, and have people who are in there right now that don't even do shit. But everything happens for a reason, and job for me, and apparently, you know, it wasn't. You know, I feel bad for people who are applying to become social workers in New Jersey, because it's gonna be a process now that, you know, one less person is working there now. And honestly, like, I don't even see them hiring enough people because the amount of people are running out of that building.